I can't see you, but I know that you're out there. It's that little voice. It's that same little voice at all of the concerts, of the guy in the back of the room. A couple of years ago, there was a guy that used to come to all the concerts on the East Coast. I swore I heard him every night for a month, that he was somewhere in the audience. And it was this little voice, and he would say,
"Freak me out, Frank. Freak me out. Freak me out, Frank."
Okay, here we go.
Ruthie,
where did you go? Right after Ruth got through barfing, bleh, she pushed a tray out the door. Xerox man came crashing in, said, "Ruthie, Ruthie, where did you go? What did you do now? What did you do, Ruthie, Ruthie? Oh yeah, what did you do now? Look at here." Tried to come in, she kicked him in the nuts. He said, "Oh, oh, 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 Ruthie, Ruthie, what did you do? Now what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? Ruthie, 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 that was the best thing anybody could do. What did you do now?"
Well, we have another song for you that goes far beyond Louie Louie, Ruthie Ruthie, or even Brian Brian. This song is so advanced, it takes us all the way from 1955 directly to approximately 1957, which is when it should have been written, but actually it was written about 1970. This is a song, we like to dedicate this song to Marty, our road manager, who has a fondness for the canine species. And the orifice attendant there too.